is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender on KAYT, KQJO-FM.
The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. For Jesus Christ is Lord. And know that the Lord, he is God. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. And this is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, hallelujah. Years ago I would say to you good morning, but now the Lord has showed me great morning to you. Oh, what a wonderful God that we serve, a great God. God of the whole heaven and the God of the whole earth, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Israel. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let me get right on about the Father's business. The Bible tells us in Matthew's 22nd chapter, and Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parable, and said, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. And again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm and another to his business. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was angry. And he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find bid to the marriage. So those servants went out unto the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot, and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but a few are chosen. Oh, yes, Lord, we find in 1 John 5:7, for the Bible tells us, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. 1 John 5:8 tells us that there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. I would like to say this morning, it has been very clear that we have a witness in heaven and a witness in earth. I want it to be on record that as for me in my house, we have received our wedding invitation. We also have been given our wedding garment. We also want to say, Lord God Almighty, there's nothing more important to us than being at that marriage supper of the Lamb. Oh, praise be to his holy name. You see, as the Bible says, let them that have ears hear, and let them that can see, see. Well, in this particular parable, we see that there was one group of folk that was invited, but that particular group of folk didn't have time for the Father's business. They were so busy going about doing their own thing, doing that which they wanted to do. And after being invited, the king became angry with this group. Not only did he declare them unworthy, but he destroyed their city. And then we find that he sent out and invited another group of folk, where we also know, if we in this particular book studied this, that he took the kingdom from them and gave the kingdom to another. We also know with any studying and seeking the Lord that we find out that this particular parable, Jesus was referring to Israel, the city he was talking about that would be burned, was the city Jerusalem. And the group that he called in Israel place are the Gentiles, those in whom that the Lord God Almighty said, come on, you are worthy. Come on, for now the wedding feast is ready. But we also find in this parable that as the king went out, oh yes, Lord, and came in to see the guests, he saw their man which had not on a wedding garment. What is so strange about this, as the king questioned him, how camest thou not having a wedding garment? The Bible said he was speechless. This tells me that this individual thought that he had on the right attire. He thought that he was ready. He thought that he was right with God. Oh, yes, Lord. The Bible clearly lets us know, and Jesus himself said it best in Matthew 7:21, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. I say to you this morning, are you getting ready to go to heaven? And my next question is, what are you doing for the kingdom of God? You see, this man didn't realize that not only did the king invite him, but the king also supplied for him that wedding garment. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy, holy name. You know, we're finding out that this salvation business, oh, yes, Lord, is some very serious business. You see, the stakes are high. What do I mean? If you don't get this thing right, you go to hell for all eternity. You see, you got a group of people, as we heard, that is going to be their marriage supper of the Lamb. They're going to be sitting down eating and talking about how they got over singing, "Oh Lord God Almighty," as they're there with Jesus, and he's showing them his hands, how the holes in his hand, how he did this for his friends, and how everybody is joyful as they're walking down those streets paved in gold, and as they're celebrating this great fellowship with Jesus Christ, having that new body, having made walking in the fullness of his power. And we read that there will be another group that no doubt will be cast into hell. And no doubt, as we discovered in the Word of God, that many times Jesus had to tell those demon spirits, "Shut your mouth," because they was revealing, "I know thou the Son of God. I know thou the Christ." Even the demon spirits are aware who he is. And how sad is it that so many people are going about doing their own business in this very hour, not knowing who he is? But, oh, I have some sad news for you. If you're still alive today, you still have a chance. But if you don't choose him, and this is what you can look forward to. You can look forward to being, first of all, in hell. Those demon spirits, no doubt, cussing you out, slapping you upside your head, telling you how ignorant you are for coming down in hell when God, Jesus, the Son of the Most High God, had provided an escape for you. And no doubt, them demons will be calling you out of your name, old nappy head, saying all kind of evil things to you. And no doubt they will be snatching one limb, the leg from one place, and perhaps putting the arm where the leg was and the leg where the arm was. Hell is a terrible place. And you're not going to be able to call no policeman. You're going to be there in the and the devil going to have his way with you. He's going to do you real bad. I want to bring that to your attention. And if you're listening to me, know for a certainty that it's going to be a bad thing that will happen for you. But the good news is, if you can hear my voice, then there's still hope for you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory. You still have a chance to get right with God. You still have a chance. See, we find that there was a man, we're not sure where he fellowshipped at, but we can tell from that parable that he thought he was right with God. He thought that he had on the wedding garment. We find out that the Bible tells us in